This is going to be a bit long, so bear with me. If you're interested, I can give you the full version. I'll buy you lunch if you come talk to me. Who was here at the retreat on Monday? Okay, not many people. At the retreat, Stefan, you know, on Monday morning, he asked us to pray about a person and something precious to you that you want to give to that particular person. And I, you know, went up there Monday morning because for me, when I was going, you know, before the retreat, I thought about what my impossible prayer was, and I put a lot of emphasis on financial security. I need to have a certain amount in my bank account and all that. And I felt like all, you know, ever since the financial crisis, I think God was trying to tell me that, you know, I need to trust Him more with my finances. I need to trust Him more than just, you know, with kind of like financial provision and things like that. And He wanted to take me to places, and this was holding me back. So when Monday morning, Stefan talked about kind of, you know, finances and things like that, I was really excited because I knew that, God wanted to do something with me. And when I sat there praying, you know, it was my roommate's name that kept coming up. And I was like, okay, God, what do I need to give her? And I felt like He was saying, okay, write her a check. I was like, okay, well, that's not too hard, right? And I was sitting there. I was like, so how much? And it was this really big amount. So I was like, no, 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 God, you must be kidding me. No way. I mean, she doesn't need it. You know, she, like, obviously she doesn't need it. It's not like she's in need. It's okay. Like, this is like way more than what she will ever need, whatever, right? And the same number kept coming up, and I kept arguing with God. I was like, no, God, like, this is not something quote unquote precious. It's just money. And I felt like God was telling me, look, you're having such a hard time giving it. So isn't that precious to you? I was like, okay, point taken, right? And then I felt like, you know, I was like, God, but she doesn't need it. Like, you know, you have these people in full-time ministry who needs it. You know, I can give it to the building fund. Why does it have to be her? And I felt like God was telling me, you don't need it either. It's just sitting in your bank account. Just give it to her. So I reluctantly wrote that check and went up, and, you know, I called her out, and she wasn't there. So I came back to my seat, and I was sitting there being like, God, obviously I heard wrong because she's not here. Obviously I heard wrong, and I was just debating with God there, and He revealed a few things to me that confirmed the amount. So I was like, okay, I get it. The amount is right. But God, are you sure this is the right person? Because she's not even here. And you know, so I had this doubt, but, you know, I think I heard. So I went upstairs to my room because I had to leave early, and she was there because she was a little bit sick, and I guess she was taking a nap. And so, you know, she gets up, and I'm like, great. God, she wasn't there during service. She doesn't know what's going on. I'm going to look like a crazy woman trying to give a star check to her. So I sat down, and I was like, look, I know this sounds really weird, but we were doing this exercise downstairs, and I briefly, you know, explained it to her, and I was like, I think God wants me to give this to you. And she's like, no, Ani, it's okay. You know, I don't need it. Just give it to charity. Like, I totally don't need it. And I'm just sitting there being like, God, see, like, this is the wrong person. She doesn't need it. So, like, not the reaction I expected, but I was like, okay, you know what? I need to do this. You know, I really need to do this because I feel like God asked me to do it. So here you go. And I gave it to her and I left. And on the ferry ride back, I had this feeling. I was like, what did I do? Because she's going to think I'm a crazy woman, like, giving this to her. And she's going to think, SP people are totally crazy, and she's not going to come back to SP, and what did I do? And I was, like, completely regretting what I did. So I took out my phone. I, you know, sent her a text message saying that, look, you know, if you don't need it, just give it to somebody who's in need around you. Just have fun with it. And, you know, I pressed the send button thinking that, hey, it's free money for her. She shouldn't have a hard time giving it away. And I feel like God was telling me, it's free money for you too. You know, this job that made you, you know, earn this money, isn't that a gift from me as well? And why do you have such a hard time giving this away? I'm like, okay, God, yeah, that's so true. And I was sitting there being very humbled. And, so that was Monday. And I go to work on Tuesday. I still have this very uneasy feeling. And, you know, it's like, it hit me. And I'm kind of like, what did I do, God? That's a lot of money. Like, what did I do yesterday? And so I was feeling really sick. And, you know, I go into work, and I have all these verses posted on my monitor. And one of them was from Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply all your needs according to His riches in His in glory in Christ. And I was reading that. I was like, oh, wow, so relevant. And so I started reading that passage. I went to my Bible, opened it up, and it was to the Church of Philippians who had given to Paul sacrificially. And God was like, I'll provide for you because you stepped out in faith and you provided for Paul, right? And when I read that, I was like, oh, cool. I think that's okay. God's going to provide for me, so I shouldn't worry. And, you know, I was all joyous. And, you know, God reminded me this incident end of last year when, you know, like when there was no job security, you know, I went to work thinking that I might get fired any day. My equity portfolio was completely wiped out. Not much cash in the bank account. My property prices were low, so I'm sitting on negative equity, like worrying about, you know, what's going to happen to me and all that. And I felt like the end of last year, when I was not in a very good position financially, I felt like God was telling me, you need to help your friend who's in full-time ministry, and you need to give her this amount. And I really fought, and it wasn't a big amount, but it was, you know, I was like, no, I can't do this. And finally, I sent her that check. It was not a big amount. It was 4,000 Hong Kong dollars, but it was a big amount for me then because I had no cash. And I was like, God, I don't know, but, you know, I'll give this to her. And exactly a week later, I get 50,000 US dollar deposited into my account, right? That's 100-fold. And, you know, it's not some, like, you know, then I felt like this money fell from heaven. It was like crazy, right? But I don't think things like that happen. But God orchestrated all this so that I'm an investor in a fund, and my fund had distribution that week, and it was completely unexpected, because who sells assets during the middle of the financial crisis and gives out a $50,000, you know, distribution, right? But somehow God, you know, orchestrated all that. The timing was perfect, and it was like exactly 100 times. I had enough money to pay my taxes in January and everything. So I was like, wow, you know, so God reminded me all that, and how he came through and provided. He's like, you shouldn't worry. And I was like, oh, praise God and everything. But I went home and I still had no faith. So I emailed my roommate and I was like, look, I know this is the right amount, but I have no faith. I don't think I heard right. I don't know if you're the right person. And you tell me you don't need it. So if you don't need it, can you, you know, let me know so I can write this check to somebody else? Because I think like there's somebody who actually needs this, right? And she writes me back Wednesday morning, and she says that, she says that basically when she saw the amount on the check, that amount shocked her into consciousness, and she had asked God to show himself to her in a way that would not be unacceptable to her, or strange to her. And she said that this check was something that she couldn't rationalize away and has been unexplainable, because she knows that, you know, I'm not a crazy person. I'm pretty rational. And there isn't anything I would want from her in return. And she wrote that out of anything God could have done to show his capability to me, this was one thing I can't just explain away. And the gesture really meant a lot to me. And I was like sitting there being like, wow, you know, and I was like, keep the check. It's the right person. I was wrong. Right. And I feel like it wasn't about need, you know, God needed a check with kind of like, you know, that kind of crazy amount to show her that, you know, I mean, it wasn't about financial need, but it was about something else. And I, you know, just because I couldn't see it, just because the immediate reaction wasn't what I expected, I dismissed it. I thought I heard wrong, and I was like trying to take things into my own hands and try to fix things. And I felt like God was like, look, even if you don't understand, there's a reason, there's a purpose. So I was extremely encouraged, and I was like, yay, praise God. And there are a series of other events that happened, until that Thursday, and I was like, awesome, you know, and I email my house church. I have a great testimony and everything. And Friday comes, and series of very bad events start happening in my life. I'm just sitting there being like, God, I deserve better. God, I stepped out in faith. I didn't, you know, why is this happening to me? I didn't do anything wrong. Like, why? And I feel like God was telling me, like, why did you do that? Why did you write that check out? Is it because secretly you wanted some reward in return? Like, you know, did you think that I'll come through and bless you, like, financially tremendously, something like that? Or were you doing it because you really wanted to follow my voice, even if you don't understand what's going to happen? And I feel really convicted and humbled. And I was just sitting there being like, God, I'm really sorry. Okay, I'm really sorry. I don't deserve this. Like, you know, I don't deserve anything. So, God, I'm really sorry. And funny thing is, PSEM, I think a couple weeks ago, he asked me to give a testimony. And I was so not in the mood to give one. So I was like, no, PSEM, like, I'll do it later, right? And so people started coming up to me and asking me, so what's your testimony? So I started sharing. And whenever I share the story, I get so excited because, you know, because I stepped out in faith and I didn't know what was going on, but God really, you know, God had a reason and God had a purpose and God had a plan. So I was like, yeah, and I get all excited. And then I come back to my life where things are not working out. And I'm like, okay, I have no joy. But I felt like God was trying to, God made all this happen, like this whole Czech incident at retreat and everything happened because he wanted to prepare me for what was going to happen in my life, you know, all these kind of period of confusion and difficulties that he wanted to equip me with this testimony. So whenever whenever there's doubt that comes up, then I can be like, no, God, I know that although I don't know what's going to happen right now, although things look really bad, you are in control. And it's just because I can't understand it now, I shouldn't doubt you, right? And, you know, and if I'm confident that I heard you right and I acted in obedience to what I heard from you, then I shouldn't doubt it. So, you know, when I kind of stepped up there and, you know, with this check, I thought it was going to be about like finances and money and all that. But I feel like it's kind of bigger than that. God has a bigger reason than that. So I'm thankful.
Yeah.